This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
/15/17. The Ides of February are upon us. Hello, do you like my voice when I do that? The Ides of February. I dig into that lower voice cadence. Hello, it's Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Hello. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? 7 after the hour. The focus on negative energy. The opponents of the Trump agenda gathering under the resistance banner. They've found a lot of things to stand up against. The challenge is figuring out what they are for. There is, on a daily basis, depending on what you're listening to, what you're reading, what you're watching, hour after hour, actually minute after minute, second after second, day after day, week after week, of people saying they're against this. Donald Trump did a baddie on that. And if you look at the news media, it's all negative. Well, pretty much most of it is. There's not much good news. I make it my business to try to find the good news stories, to try to tell stories that are of value, that'll make you feel better about most of the time. Every once in a while, I think I gotta deal with what some of you think is reality. My reality is that the glass is half full. Do I get stuck on a half empty every once in a while? Yep. But so many people are getting stuck on the half empty or totally empty all the time. If we were living in normal political times, Donald Trump would be enjoying a honeymoon. You know, remember the first 100 days? I remember those who thought Obama was the best thing since sliced bread, man. They wanted to make sure he had his 100 days. And I think you go back and see that in the elections in our lifetime. But not so with Donald Trump. The opposition he has provoked, it's extraordinary. I certainly can't remember anything like it, even close to it, like it is now in my lifetime. All these people devoted to stopping whatever he wants to do. It doesn't make a difference what it is. There are echoes all across the country. We're going to resist. We're going to oppose. It's like Michael Moore and his agenda coming out of everybody's mouth. This is going to be a massive resistance. That's what they call it, the resistance. Keith Olbermann started a video series and it's been called The Resistance. And some of these former Obama staff members and Democratic congressional staff members have published a pamphlet called Indivisible, A Practical Guide for Resisting the Trump Agenda, calling on liberals and leftists to emulate the most effective tactics of the Tea Party. And then you go to social media. Resist Trump. Hashtag New American Resistance. Hashtag The Resistance. It goes on and 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 on. And it just becomes, I think, rather, I just find it distracting, distressing, if you will, that so much energy is given to this negative force, the resistance. How many of you feel like were resistant? What do you think about resistance in terms of whatever agenda there may be? You resist all kinds of things. I find when I look around that there are a lot of things. I don't like the Dakota Pipeline, for example. I don't like the approach to dealing with the Chinese. I never have. I can go find, we can all find things. And so I just think we ought to be thinking about the energy that's been created around all this negativism and what it produces for us. What does it produce for you? How does it make your life better in terms of what... And I think many of you may be a part of this resistance. Nothing that he does is any good. I find people that are close to me are like that. Man, I'll tell you, I don't like being around... excuse me, I don't like being around that energy. But it's prevalent, no question about that. And so we think about actions. Remember, everything has a consequence. For you, most importantly, first, I think, it has a consequence. All right, so now having said that, time for us to update on some of the things that are going on. The immigration raids, for example, on a lot of people's minds today. Is there good? What's the good side of this story? That's what I ought to ask Kara. Each time there's a story that is worth conversation, worth time, is it because it has good, positive vibes attached to it, or is it all negative? And there are some who can, you know, looking at these raids, there will be people who say, everybody should stay. You know what? How nonsensical is that? I don't want to pay for it. You want to pay for it? Then you pay more in taxes than I do. Step up to the plate, all you BSers who say, yeah, we got to keep all those people here who have come to our country. This is a haven. It's a beacon. It's a, then you pay for them, because I don't want to.
Yeah, it's hard, the negative versus positive, because this story, I'm sure, for some people is incredibly positive that people are, you know, that Trump is actually going through with what he said he would do and removing people, and I'm sure for other people it's really negative, so.
The total number last week, 680 people who are in this country illegally were arrested. Now, what happens to them after that? Well, let's listen to this and see if the story is complete.
Hundreds of people across the country were arrested during immigration crackdowns last week. According to the Department of Homeland Security, raids in 12 states led to the arrests of more than 680 people for breaking immigration laws. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said about 75% of those arrested were, quote, criminal aliens who had committed other crimes in addition to illegal immigration.
The people that ICE apprehend are people who are illegal and then some.
The raids also swept up people like Guadalupe Garcia de Rios, an Arizona mother whose deportation was deprioritized during the Obama administration. During his confirmation hearing, Kelly told Congress that Obama's policies had demoralized immigration officers.
I think their morale has suffered because of the job they were hired to do, and then in their sense, they're kind of hobbled or hands tied behind their back, that kind of thing. And now they feel more positive about things.
Now, I don't really care what the guys who are paid to do that, whether they're... If, you know, you get a paycheck. Here's another thing. This is the upside. And those of you go to work, many of you are on your way to work right now, maybe any of you are at work right now, maybe you're on your way home from work, but you get paid by somebody to do a job. If you're not doing that job to the best of your ability, you should get your butt fired. That would be anybody who works around me who isn't up, who isn't appropriately cognizant of what it takes to get the job done. I don't want them around. And because what they do is they pull down the mentality, if you will, the ability of getting the job done. So, yeah, I mean, there's such a thing as morale at work. You like to set a good tone, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if you sign on to take a paycheck because this is your job and this is how you're being compensated, you don't do the job, you should be fired. So having said that, that's not the focus. It becomes the focus for some, not mine. I'm interested in whether these people are going to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, which they haven't been. So if these people, here's the way I look at all these things. If these people choose to break the law and they're not prosecuted, why should I obey the law? Why should anybody obey any law? I think that's how you look at this and you sort of, in your own mind, never mind what they do, in your own mind, how you prosecute these things. All these people that are here, and I'm not saying that every one of them, I'm not saying that, never have. Some people just come because they want to work and they need the work. I don't, whatever, but that's, you know, that's not my responsibility either. It's not your responsibility. If they're having a tough life, it's their responsibility. So they've taken responsibility in a way, and they come across the border and they try to survive. How many times you go, especially here where I am in Southern California, you go to a Home Depot, and standing in the parking lot with trucks, there's a dozen guys who you know are illegal as hell. But they're trying to get work, or maybe one guy's legal, he's got a license, although you can get a license here. It's how crazy it is in California. You can get a license, and you don't have to be legal. Just know how to drive. You don't even have to really know how to speak English. Anyway, it's crazy. The balance, and that's why Trump got elected. The balance is out of whack. So you, those of you who protest all of this stuff, those of you who are creating all these resistance, this negativity, what are you opposed to? You're opposed to keeping the country sovereign and safe? You want to destroy the country? That's a way of looking at it, all right? Half full, half empty. Ask yourself. 17 past the hour on Good Day. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Hey, Michelle, what did Janie's teachers have to say at PTA tonight?
Great, except for math. Janie's math teacher says that she spaces out during class and that she failed her last algebra exam. That's a big problem.
We went through the same thing with Kevin. But thanks to Math Made Easy, he's made a complete turnaround.
I've heard about Math Made Easy. How does it work?
They've got these terrific video reviews in all levels of math, with dynamic teachers who engage students with easy-to-follow explanations. With Math Made Easy, students control the pace of their learning. Math Made Easy even comes with a 30-day risk-free trial.
Wow, I had nothing to lose.
Right. Math Made Easy is a proven tool that will boost Jamie's grades and her confidence. It's an affordable alternative to pricey tutoring. Here, let me text the number to you. It's 1-866-598-MATH, or you can visit mathmadeeasy.com.
Math Made Easy.
1-866-598-MATH. 1-866-598-6284.
All right, so here's what's going to happen in our mystery voice contest. We're going to play you some singing from a very popular female artist. You're going to tell us who it is, if you figure it out, and win a swell prize at 888-302-3684. Coming up here on the Good Day program, it's 21 minutes after the hour.
Bean self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm going to be able to live that one down. All right, 23 past the hour. They give me a lot of star drop the air, ladies and gentlemen, about me when I was a freshman in high school. It just happened. I'd pick up magazines that would be near the Playboy magazines, and the paper would fall off.
It just happened. Yeah. I'm sure.
That was a coincidence. Those things happen. Come on, give me a break, will you, please?
And I just happened to accidentally stick it in my bag, too, and take it right home with me.
No, I would have had to pay for it. No, I wouldn't do that. You got to flip through it at the counter quickly and then keep moving.
Mr. Subtle over here.
24. Yeah, that's, I've always been known for my subtlety.
Oh, yeah.
24.
That image in my mind. 24. Actually, I remember sort of about that same time when Playgirl came out and what's his face? Burt Reynolds was naked in the centerfold. I thought it was so gross. Oh, my God.
Oh, come on. You're not fair is what you're saying.
So why is Justin Timberlake playing in the background?
Oh, that's a good question. Thank you, Kara, for asking that question. Justin Timberlake, John Legend, and Lin-Manuel Miranda. Actually, Sting's in on this, too. All going to be on board for the Academy Awards a week from Sunday, the 26th. The group is going to perform all five Oscar-nominated numbers from the Best Original Song category. Let's see here. Where's the Dolby Theater? Is that where they always have the Oscars? Or they've changed it this year?
I think the Dolby is the Kodak now at Hollywood and Highland.
Yeah, but it's up the street. It used to be, wasn't it down the street at the old Chinese theater? They built the theater for it about 10, 12 years ago, if I remember correct. All right, anyway. Timberlake's going to perform Can't Stop the Feeling from Trolls. John Legend with Common, who they, I think, together won the Best Song Oscar for Glory from the Martin Luther King movie Selma.
Yeah.
Perform a couple of songs from La La Land, City of Stars, and Audition. He is in the movie.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I think that's a good movie. Not great, but the most fascinating part really is at the beginning when they show it was the 405 that they just stopped.
Someone told me the funniest thing, and I can't remember who it is, but somebody said it's a shoe-in to win the Oscar because Hollywood loves to give awards to movies about itself.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Wouldn't be surprised. Let's see, what other songs do we have here? John Legend, Lin-Manuel Miranda
who is the creator of Hamilton, is going to sing a duet with, I can't pronounce this
good luck.
Name.
Thank you. The little girl from Moana. Good luck.
Okay, so that's up.
And no then, idea how to say her name.
Let's see. Sting is performing his song The Empty Chair from the film Jim, the James Foley story, about this fellow who was beheaded by Daesh. That is an uplifting, inspiring way to spend a few minutes. Oof.
Yeah.
But it needs to be. We ought not to forget
story,
it.
Yeah.
And that's it. We ought not to forget it. All right, let's move over to Luke Bryan and what's going on with him and Dierks Bentley. They're going to host the ACM American Country Music Awards.
This should be the theme to your, you know, you do a farm show, Dougie. This should be your intro.
Well, you know,
that's
very
a good idea.
You say that.
Welcome
I do,
to the farm.
What do we have, Kara? We have one farm song, but I said to her this
he
morning.
He has another song, Here's to the Farmer, and we use that one as well, but we're going to start using this one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You
know, he's the reason he does all these farm songs is that his family, his dad was a peanut farmer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Georgia.
Well, it's good stuff. Something we need to keep on our mind, what's going on in the American family farms. So that's good.
And, you know, Luke gave up his stardom after his brother died. He went back to work with his parents on
the farm. For a while.
Yeah, and then his dad's like, you got to get out of here. You've got a hit song. Go work.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. What else is going on here? Bentley is going to...
they're hosting together, right?
They're together, you're right. So they were paying attention to both of their music. I don't know that much about him, Frank. He's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah, he's great. He's good. He's cute.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, super. And he's great in concert.
They're going to announce the nominees for the ACM Thursday on CBS Morning News. 28 FBR.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips.
Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, 34 minutes after the hour, conversation continues here. Hopefully, stimulating and attractive information comes your way during these discussions. I'm Doug Steffen. This is my hour to be me. And Kara Schillen is along at the controls in our studio in Washington. The voice of the day today is a well-known singer, perhaps known around the world as the best example, or not maybe not best, but the biggest example of American divaship. How do you like that word, Kara? Divaship.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's pretty appropriate.
Right. Okay, so what we're doing now is a couple of audio cuts from her, some music. You tell us who this is, starting with, let's do a voice cut first.
All right. For some reason, it's not playing, so give me 2 seconds.
All right, let's get the hammer out. Bangity, 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 bang.
I never even knew what a number one was. I thought all my favorite songs were number one records. Like, I didn't even really understand single versus album versus... I mean, I knew, like, the song that gets played on the radio and gets the video made, that would be that's the single.
Right.
But I wasn't one of those people that watched the Grammys and the American Music Awards.
All right. Here she is singing. Who is this? 888-302-3684. The Diva. There's a Christmas song that's associated with her that immediately upon hearing it, well, you may know it's a Christmas song, you may not know it's her, There's a song from a movie that has become the most, I think, popular modern Christmas tune of my life. Anyway, and this is it. All right, so who is this? 888-302-3684. Again, another clip of her voice, Kara. Her being interviewed or talking about her performances, her profession.
I do not. Just song.
Right. This is close enough. All right, so it's pretty obvious. Anybody who's got a clue knows who this is for a swell prize. Whose voice is this? 888-302-3684. She's, according to some of the entertainment stories, set to perform on television for the first time since her singing was kind of flubbed. She does a lot of flubbing, however, lately. And I'm not sure whether that's because she's just too stuck on herself or whatever it is. But identify the voice for the swell prize. 888-302-3684. It's a 2020 thing. So I teased it a little at 20 past the hour. We'll get the answer before 20 minutes before the hour. 888-302-3684. I was talking about negativity. If you just joined the conversation, the negative energy that is put forth in a surprising way by the resistance to what Donald Trump is doing and what he stands for and how our country seems to really be divided. Some of the things that are under these various hashtags that I was talking about, the New American Resistance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, Black Lives Matter, climate change, net neutrality, reproductive rights, the rights of immigrants. See, if you're here legally, you got all kinds of rights. If you're here illegally, you got no rights, zero. I love it when these people, this woman, they keep talking about this Del Rio woman who has two children born in America, and she thinks her rights are being violated, or some people do. I don't know that she thinks they are. Huh? How are your rights being violated? You've been here for 14 years, and you haven't lifted a finger to become a legal citizen. You had two children here, so they can take advantage of what's going on. It's just, what are you protesting? The Women's March. I thought there was a lot of positive and some negative to the spectacle in various cities around the country. There was one lady who said, today is not a concert, today is a march. It's not a parade, it's resistance. And then there were banners floating around. There was a crane behind the White House. Remember seeing that? One word was printed on it, and it was resist. So protesting, you've heard me say this for years. I love protests. I think protests are very constructive most of the time. But so if you are anti-Trump, then what's your signal? What's the desire you have? What do you want to do? I guess give me a way to fix whatever problem it is that you're underscoring here. That's what I would love to have. There are a lot of people who are just not happy, period. You know them. I know them. Maybe you're one of those people. For whatever the reason, you don't feel happy when you wake up. So people say, well, Doug, you're talking about all of this stuff, and you say, let's have some kind of solution. Okay, I'll give you a couple of ideas to think about. If you're not happy about what's going on, and you're not happy that you're not happy, then think about the happiest person you know. Who's the happiest person in your life? Think about how you enjoy being around that person. Somebody who never judges, or if they do judge, it's constructive, makes you feel good, always has a word of encouragement for other people. Especially somebody who just being around that person makes you feel good. Think about somebody you know who is maybe not well, a problem maybe in a relationship, and maybe they don't get along. Maybe there's a problem at work. And if you're healthy, if you got a good relationship, if you're all right at work, then you're in pretty good shape. I think those are really very important things to think about. I'm just trying to give you stuff to think about that's good. Three people. Think about three people that you're grateful to know. Name them right now in your head. Or if you're talking to somebody, riding to work in a car, whatever it is, who are the three people that you feel most grateful for knowing? It'd be your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your wife, your husband, your children, whatever. And this is a good way to pull yourself away from all that other stuff that you're jumping into. Focus on three things you couldn't bear to be without. This radio program would be one thing for me. My farm, my children, people that I love. It's not hard to embrace the happy stuff. Yesterday I spent 3 hours with my grandson. Great time. We were walking around in a park just being silly. And that's really kind of, that does it for me. I have other people in my life for sure that do it for me as well. I love being with my daughter and my son. I have people that I love in my life that I love to be with. Think about those people and think about what you do with your time. I love getting on a tractor on my farm. And I think a lot about all of this sort of thing. This is where I think. Get on the tractor and start thinking about, what am I going to do tomorrow on the radio? What do I think my attitude ought to be about this, that, or the other thing? Advantages in your life that you have versus disadvantages. Can you do that? I hope you can. All right, let's see if we can get now. We've got to figure out who we've got here that would be able to identify some of the folks. We have voices on top of voices. Here's Cecil in Owensboro, Kentucky. Cecil, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Doug, and I love you too.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be loved. And
I love what you do for everybody.
Well, thank you very much, sir. That makes me feel like what I do here does have some
It has a whole lot of meaning, sir.
Thank you. That's very nice of you to say. All right, so let's identify our mystery voice of the day, the lady who's known as America's diva. Who is it?
I say Alicia Keys.
You know, that's a really good guess. It isn't the correct guess, but it's good guess. I think that you pay more attention sooner or later. Well, I think you're a winner anyway. Just I embrace you because of what you said. Thank you for your positivity and your acknowledgement. But that's not who the voice is. But thank you, Cecil. Take good care. Mercedes in Missouri. How's that, Mercedes? Missouri. How you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you doing? That's good to know that you're doing well.
Yes.
Who do you think our mystery voice of the day is? Who's America's diva?
Well, I think it's Beyonce.
You know, that's a great guess as well. Alicia Keys, Beyonce, both of them are good guesses. Unfortunately, not the right one, however. Let me see if I can find Christine, who's in Rhode Island. Hi, Christine. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you very much. Man, you're up and at it. What's going on with you?
I'm getting ready for work.
All right. What do you do for work?
I work at Walmart.
Walmart. All right. So they have. Is this one of those 24-hour Walmarts, or is this a regular hour Walmart?
No. It used to be a 24-hour Walmart, but it's no longer 24 hours.
Yeah. How long have you worked there?
4 years.
You like it?
I do. I like working with the customers. Yeah.
You don't pay attention to a lot of the people who say Walmart, McDonald's.
No, pays my bills.
Yep, there you go. I'm going to help you pay your bills because I'm going to give you a prize that you can sell if you want to. What's the name of our diva?
Mariah Carey.
It is Mariah Carey. You're right about that, Mariah. What do you think of her? Are you a fan? What do you think of her singing?
I like her. I do like her music.
Yeah. And if you can find a way to get her to sing, the recorded stuff is, I think, probably better these days than some of her performances for whatever the reason. She's going to be on, I think, Jimmy Kimmel tonight, matter of fact.
Okay.
Yeah, so that'll, people that are fans, I've always liked her. I thought she was a great American story because she came from nothing and really made something of herself. She's a little over the top now, but I think she was an example of someone who just, she was smart about who she hung around with, for sure. She married well the first time, and that didn't hurt her any. Whatever it takes, the opportunity is there. You sound like you are doing well in terms of your attitude. I hope the things that I've been talking about that bring you out of the negativity, not you specifically, but the people who are, they listen to folks like you, and they'll feel better about themselves and their chances for the day. So for that, I thank you, Christine, for just your being bright and having a good attitude. Hold on a second. And Carrie's going to talk to you. We'll send you some of this great music that we have. And I appreciate just your being there. All of you who took the time to call, thank you. It's 45 past the hour. One more note in a moment here.
Loveland Products offers a complete line of plant performance products available exclusively through Crop Production Services.
With us today to talk about one of those products, Radiate, and the nutrient use efficiency is Tim Sickman, manager of the Loveland Research Farm.
Nutrient efficiency is so extremely important to growers today because it's essential that they get maximum value from each pound of nutrient applied, that they maximize plant uptake of the nutrients they apply to encourage optimal growth, optimal yield, and optimal bottom line performance from their crops. Well, building a strong fertility program means that growers need to target their fertility application rates to match up with the yield goals that they have in each and every one of their fields, because only by doing so can they ensure that the adequate nutrients are there to meet the demands of the crop season long. When we're talking about a fertility management program for any crop, it's important to think of the plant as a whole, and that starts by building a strong, robust root system under that young plant so that it can do an efficient job of absorbing nutrients and water during the course of the growing season. Radiate simply builds a more vigorous plant that is better able to withstand the stress factors that can occur during the growing season, be it hot, dry weather, be it recovery maybe from a minor or moderate hail event. It simply has the equipment needed to be able to fight through those kinds of stresses, keep the plant more photosynthetically active. That's going to lead to better growth and development even in the face of significant stress.
What are the two active ingredients in Radiate, and how do they help the plant?
Radiate is a plant growth regulator that contains two naturally occurring active ingredients. One of those is IBA. The other is a material called kinetin. IBA, when applied to the foliage of a young green plant, will travel down below ground to the root system, where it helps to increase root development. It causes root cells to divide and to enlarge at a faster pace. And at the end of the day, that means a more highly differentiated root system with more lateral roots and root hairs. A bigger root system simply explores a greater portion of the soil matrix, if you will. It probes deeper into the soil, goes farther and wider. By virtue of that, it's able to tap into more of the total nutrition that's available in the soil underneath the plant, and not only more nutrients, but more water as well. That is ultimately going to lead to a healthier plant, a stronger plant, a more vigorous plant above ground, and also lead to a plant that's going to be more effective at setting a larger ear, developing more grain, heavier grains. That ultimately leads to better yield performance. Growers can learn more about Radiate or other Loveland products by visiting their local crop production services retailer or visiting us online at lovelandproducts.com.
Thanks, Tim. Check back next time to learn more about plant performance tools from Loveland Products.
Cozy Shack rice pudding is made with simple ingredients. It's so absurdly delicious, it is causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. To slow down the frenzy, we recorded this radio spot so high-pitched, only dogs can hear it. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack rice pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
All right, so a couple of things when we get to the negativity department. The hoopla about Kellyanne Conway and whether she broke the rules with Go Buy Ivanka's stuff. You know what? Who cares? Why is that something that gets... How does that affect you one way or another? And the other thing that's floating around today that a lot of people are going to talk about, yay, Kim Jong-un's brother is dead. Why is that important for any of us to even know? Or consider, I mean, who cares? I'm looking at a headline, police looking for clues in death of North Korea leader's brother. Who cares? How does that affect you? Doesn't affect me. Doesn't affect anybody that really is clued in to what's going on in the world. 10 before the hour.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
On Valentine's week, love is in the air, or is it? Brendan Alper is here with Kara Schillen and I to talk about a new app, the Hater app. Brendan Alper is the CEO of Hater app. The success of this, I'm one of these people that believes in positive thinking, so when I hear the word hate or hater, Brendan, it sort of makes the hair in the back of my neck stand up. So what I find more fascinating, frankly, than the story about the Hater app, or just as equally interesting anyway, is that you were a Wall Street guy, worked at Goldman Sachs, you became a comedy writer, and then this idea an app was just sort of something you came up with out of a comedy skit. Are you okay? Have you been smoking a little grass? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm a little all over the place, all right? I'll give you that. But, yeah, the comedy career didn't last too long.
But you got something out of it, it looks like. So what happens on the Hater app?
So the way that the Hater app works is, people are very familiar with Tinder and how you swipe on people. But instead of that, you're swiping on topics. So we have around 3,000 topics on the app right now, and it ranges from drain hair to headaches to pickles to slow drivers, and you swipe on these topics to say whether you love, hate, dislike, or like them. And after you answer enough, it starts to figure out your personality, and then it finds the people who are most compatible with you.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how exactly did you come up with the list of topics? Is that something that's going to stay the same, or is that kind of evolving all the time?
It evolves all the time, so we add new ones in every day. Originally, how I came up with the list was anytime I told someone about the app, they would just kind of list out 10 or 20 things that they hated, and I had a little notebook, and I'd just pen them down and then throw them in the app.
Yeah.
If you guys have any, feel free. I'll throw them in tomorrow.
All right, Kara, start listing them.
Carol's oh, God. Yeah, slow drivers would probably be mine. Or you know what? Turn signals. People who don't use turn signals. Add that one.
No, we don't have that one in there yet. People who don't use turn signals. It's done.
All right, so let's carry it through. You've got this app. People go on the app. overlap and they find things they don't like that they have in common. So then what happens? After you've decided, okay, I've got these four things in common that I don't like, but with I'm Doug and she's Kara, and so Kara and I dislike the same four things, then so what do we do with the knowledge after that?
So first you have to decide whether or not you like Kara based off of her picture and based off of, you know, the things that she hates. And if you approve, you decide that you guys hate the same things, generally you can swipe right on her and basically saying that you like her. And if you guys both like each other, then you match, kind of like Tinder. And then we put you in a chat room and you're allowed to talk about all the different things that you hate together. And you can kind of play games with the things that you hate and et cetera, just to hopefully take it to the next stage.
So is it basically just a software play? It's just a software. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
End of story.
It's just, you know, making it easy for people, you know. It's not everyone is good at meeting people in real life, so we provide an alternative for people.
Oh, that's
who,
for sure.
Yeah.
So what kind of feedback have you gotten? Have you found that people are connecting on a deeper level since they're talking about things that they love and hate? Is it a deeper connection than on apps like Tinder where they're just talking about things that they like?
Yeah, absolutely. We've gotten tons of stories of people going on dates, successful dates. I just got one yesterday of this young woman who went on a date with someone who also shared her hatred of the Super Bowl. They both hated the Super Bowl more than anything.
I could join that party.
That's right. But they loved queso. So I think on the Super Bowl, they went out and watched a movie and ate some homemade queso, and they said it was wonderful. So it works.
I can play the ignorant guy here.
Yet.
What's queso?
Cheese. Cheese, Doug.
New kind of cheese.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
So then how do you make money? Does it cost money to go onto this website or this app, or do you what's the money model?
It's completely free right now. We want it to be for everyone. So I'm not making any money right now. We got some people interested in investing just because we got so many people on the app, and mm-hmm. hopefully down the line we'll think of some clever way to monetize it. Let's say Starbucks wants to advertise on the app. We could put Starbucks, for example, in front of everybody, and then Starbucks can find out how much people hate them or love them.
Well, they'd be happy about that.
Yeah.
Of that, I'm sure. All right, so if you're looking for somebody you have something in common with, things you don't like, Valentine's Day is behind us, but yet love is in the air everywhere. So this site is just launched in the last few days and already has how many people on it? How many? This is all word of mouth.
Over 200,000 users.
Good God.
About a week.
Wow, yeah, good for you.
All over the world.
Well, I hope it works out well for you. The Hater app. Brendan Alper here with Kara and Doug.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.